Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. My name is Kit Laser.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Today, we're talking about aliens. Not the James Cameron movie. Actual aliens. It's been in the news a lot, and we're on strike in solidarity, so we're not allowed to discuss Lost. We're scared to talk about movies. So why not talk about the aliens?
The aliens.
And Steve, I don't know about you, but I've been on social media a lot. I'm chronically online, and a lot of people have been talking about the recent congressional hearing. There was a whistleblower. I believe his name is David Grouch.
There are several whistleblowers.
Grouch. I don't know much about it, I'll be honest. My wife is very much into the alien stuff. I believe a documentary came out.
Are you coming home every day? She's like, have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Like, there was a documentary in 2020 during the quarantine where a lot of stuff about the government and aliens kind of came out. And it was the first thing anybody had ever seen that I know of that was like, you know, it was like physicists and ex-CIA intelligence employees and like heads of, you know, an ex-secretary of state and these kinds of people talking about classified and declassified UFO sightings and phenomena. But I like to think of myself as a skeptical person. I think that's a good thing. Maybe overly skeptical, because if you're like skeptical at new evidence, then that's not a good thing. So I've always brushed this off. My wife gets very frustrated because I was just like, yeah, whatever. Because my stance has always been this, right? The universe is an inconceivably large place. And the idea that humans are alone in it is not only unlikely, it's absurd, right? But I have never been one to truck with the notion that aliens have been here, right? I think that Occam's razor, right? The simplest explanation is almost always the correct one. And so anytime something like that comes up, I'm like, probably not, right? And even if there's things I can't personally explain, there's lots because I'm dumb. There's probably something that humans just don't understand yet to explain it away, because that has been the case in at every point throughout history, you know? So my wife gets very frustrated. Recently, this congressional hearing happened and she's very excited. Everybody on TikTok's talking about it kind of incorrectly. Because the running joke on the talks is like, oh, wow, the government just told us there's aliens and literally no one cares because we're worried about rent. Isn't that funny? You know, I've seen a lot of videos like, well, now that the government confirms there are aliens, I think that there's not. So they took that joy away from me because I don't believe them or trust them at all. Right. Mm-hmm. Lots of jokes like that. I text my wife late last night. I was watching the documentary she told me to watch 3 years ago. Finally, The Phenomena. And I'm like simultaneously Googling about the congressional hearings that happened the other day. And the first article, I mean, it took me 2 minutes to read an overview that said whistleblower David Grusher, whatever his name is, I don't even have it pulled up right now. The government denies everything that he's saying. It took me 2 minutes. So I text my wife all angry, like, hey, this is fascinating. Government did not admit that they have aliens. Government denied. So TikTok's less funny now.
And people, that's the real tragedy here.
And people annoy me because, like, they just don't. It took me, like I said, instant, the first thing I Googled, you know, it's like, I know that makes your video less funny, but I really feel like you didn't even read about this. You just went with the meme. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? But my wife was like, sent me this gif of a lady being very skeptical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not saying that there are not aliens.
We all know they're up there.
Because they say they're not. So anyway, I went down a wormhole. I'm not qualified to run this episode at all. Listeners.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say we're never qualified to run any episode. But especially this one more than most.
So I texted you last night, whenever that was, and said that I think this should be the episode we do. A, SEO, baby.
Yeah, that's got to get that SEO.
B, I didn't really think it through because I thought, I'm like, Steve is super into science fiction. He loves Star Trek, that kind of stuff. He's a smart guy when it comes to historical things, like, you know, matters of state, you know, you like U.S. history, like presidents, things like that. And so at the time, off the cuff, I was thinking, I bet Steve loves what's happening. I bet he knows a lot about it. I bet he would love to talk about it for a half an hour. And then today I remembered you actually have a deep and abiding fear of aliens. And this is probably not something you like researching or looking into at all.
Yeah, I've honestly mostly been ignoring this story out of my own fear because, I have a deeply seated phobia of aliens. It freaks me the fuck out. And so you'll love this. OK, so last night, because I know we're doing this episode, I'm like, well, I guess I better read up on what actually happened so I don't sound like a complete asshole when we turn the mics on. And I'm reading it. And I was struck by how sort of even though there was some bonkers things said in this hearing, we've got some biologics, like we got some dudes somewhere, like that was something that was said, even though it has crazy shit like that in it. The hearing itself kind of goes more at it from the lens of like, hey, we should destigmatize people reporting this type of shit and we should have better methods of reporting. They're not called UFOs now. They're called UAPs.
Unexplained aerial phenomena.
Which that right there, right, Chris, right there, that pisses me off. I mean, that's some bullshit when you go to church for the first time in 10 years and they're like, and may peace also be with your spirit. They're like, they changed it. Who decided that they could change it? It's like unidentified anomalous peeps. I don't know. I forget what the P stands for.
No, it's unexplained aerial phenomena.
Well, they're changing the A to anomalous because sometimes it is in regards to things that come out of the water as well. Oh, really? Yeah, because a lot of UFO sightings have them like just going in and out of the oceans and shit. Mm. But anyway, so like
just call them aliens.
Right, like the aliens. We all know what we're talking about here.
Until we figure out it's not an alien, it will be referred to as alien.
But that part of that is why this rang so real for me, because they were talking more about the procedural element of how do we report these things? How do we destigmatize the reporting of these things? Like they happen, like there's some like reputable people that have, I forget what the guy's name was. It might've been Gersh or maybe it was David Fravor. One of those guys whose video that they captured from their test flight from 2004 has been one of the things that was declassified in 2019. It's a pretty popular video now if you can look it up. But like there's obviously that something. There's something there. The government's like, yeah, there's something there. We don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And so what is it? Could it be aliens? I don't know. Could it be just some like experimental aircraft? Sure, maybe. Who knows? But to go back to your point of like the easiest answer is all often the most related, like the correct one. Like the easiest answer for me is like no one knows what the fuck they're talking about. And because this is the government, the U.S. government, who is like never to come out and say like, hey, we don't know something, or hey, we did a bad thing, or hey, we have questions. Of course, they would be like, hey, don't talk about UFOs, All right. That's commie talk. All right. Like that shit rang true to me. Like, oh, that's 100% happening. But long way around to get to the point of my story, Chris. And then as I did my research,
I'm so happy for you.
I read two articles. I did my research and I could not go to sleep last night
because
I was petrified that there were aliens.
There are.
Right. And that they were coming for me.
There
right?
probably are.
They're like, Steve May, fucking get
They're probably
him.
Like.
Well, like That's also talk. my girlfriend's stayed over at my place all week. And there was one night where I woke up like in the middle of the night. Right. Because I thought I heard somebody whispering in my room. Like someone like quietly talking. I don't know what they said, but I woke up because I thought someone was actually whispering in the room. And I told my girlfriend that, and she's like, Oh, you heard that? That's weird. That's the night I had this crazy dream where like it was me and you and a bunch of other people in a white Star Wars like room, like a clinical room, and we're all drugged and being like corralled in the things. And then we woke up and had matching bruises on our shoulder. I'm like, what the fuck are you telling me? You're dropping that on me now after I told you that? Of course, that was the alien putting us back to bed going, you can go back to bed.
Go see people.
That's 100% what's happening. I'm not being hyperbolic.
Not in any way. You're not overreacting. That's a fair assessment.
But yeah, I couldn't go to sleep last night because the aliens.
Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be a fun epi.
It is a fun epi.
So I couldn't give a shit. There is a funny TikTok video. I forget her name. It's like Brittany something. My wife showed it to me weeks ago. But her response to the congressional hearing was like, and this is like the Gen Z or just the current zeitgeist response to aliens and stuff in general right now is encapsulated in this. But she said, basically, she was like, look, if there's aliens, just do what you're going to do. Like, you know, and like, it was literally, that's the entire video, but it's hilarious if you watch her facial expressions and stuff. But I mean, it's.
That's true. Why are you dicking around? Just fucking do it.
At this point, and like the whole idea that we do have aliens here, but they're like shy. I've seen some videos about that. But, you know, delving in, I've always just
maybe they're like Star Trek aliens where they have like a prime directive and they can't interfere.
Yeah.
With a civilization that's like pre-warp.
Well, did you see a video of the congressional hearing at all?
I saw like very choice clips of it. Like I didn't.
One of the guys was like acting like he had secondhand like conversation with an actual alien. And that's where I immediately didn't do any more. So I was like, oh, my God. And my wife was like, stop, just look into it. I'm like, the guy's saying that the aliens told him that we're destroying the planet and we need to stop. And like, of course, yes, we are. We do. But like, you're telling me that they like they talk to this fucking guy? Like,
Greg. Greg, come closer. Come closer. I must give you my dying words. It is this. You're destroying your own planet.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh. You guys do it so often, I thought maybe you just weren't aware.
No, we know.
Well, I guess I'll die now.
Yeah, is it a deceased alien?
I don't know, man. And when I was in college...
Greg, don't wear a brown belt with black shoes.
What?
I know. Oh, shit. You keep doing it.
We have no technology. That they don't have.
Greg, can you explain to me why aliens never wear clothes? I feel like it would be cold in these ships.
There actually was a sighting of childlike figures, as in small aliens, that had like white suits on. Is that the ones that creep you out?
No, get it away. That fuck off. I don't want that in my life at all.
So I had a college professor. His name was Dr. Trundle.
That's a Harry Potter ass professor, if I've ever heard of one.
He was a philosopher, a philosophy professor. So he taught me
about the Philosopher's Stone.
He taught me about St. Thomas Aquinas and Kuhn, you know, all kinds of smart stuff. But he was also a ufologist, right? Like really into UFOs, heavily into like government secret type stuff. He published numerous works on UFOs. And made us buy them like they were on the syllabus. He was one of those motherfuckers.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
So I always like disliked that and thought at the I'm being honest here, brutally honest, as I always am, that discredited all of his other work. And for me, once I found that out, you know, I was like, oh, that guy's dumb as shit. But he's clearly not. Very educated, intelligent man. I have a very educated, intelligent friend who's like, no, Trundle's, have you ever read that stuff? I'm like, no, you know? And so he's like very into the and he's a highly skeptical person as well. So I've always kind of thought maybe I should be less of a dick about this and look into it more. But you can't trust anything. As technology grows and grows, I no longer can trust any photo. Even if you put aside like, oh, that doesn't have to be a UFO. That could be a hair on the lens. That could be a light sensor issue. That could.
In this hearing, I think they actually even called out one of the instances they investigated turned out to be a deflating balloon.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was like, that was one out of 10 things. The other 9 things are like, I don't know.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's like not only can it be explained in those ways, I can't even be sure this is a real picture nowadays. Right. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me to do research in any way that makes me confident at all.
Right.
However, I did watch most of that documentary that she's been wanting me to watch, and it is fascinating. I mean, they had a secret arm of the Air Force called Project Blue Book that was in charge of investigating all of these UAPs and UFOs. And
we say UFO here
in this house. all the way through the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And it enumerates all of these firsthand accounts. And we're talking, there are a couple like, I was in the cornfield and I looked up. And of course you did, bud, which always bothered me before. But also like Pan Am pilots and multiple, you know, corroborating eyewitnesses of various things. This one Navy pilot who said that the object had to be going 6 to 12,000 miles per hour and then turned at a 90 degree angle. And he's like, that would have, any human in that craft would have turned into juice, I think he said.
Yeah.
At that speed, with a turn like that.
Yeah, all these crafts that supposedly happen are like doing insane feats. Like there's that one in particular, the guy's talking about how it's like sitting in the middle of a hurricane and there's like all these winds, but it's just perfectly still. Like the storm isn't bothering at all. And it's just like,
okay, I am the storm. That was Ethan Hunt.
Yeah. That's the manifestation of destiny right there, baby.
And apparently we found a planet called K2-18b.
Yeah.
With water on it. Only 110 light years from Earth.
Only. It's a stone's throw away from us.
A mere stone's throw. And there's the Socorro landing, you know, one of the most interesting UFO landing sightings in history. There was one in Australia at a school. So I'm researching all this stuff and I'm like, this is interesting. You know, these can't all be crazies or dummies. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot to it. I just don't know. It's interesting to me. I mean, now you have the government saying there is stuff we don't know about. This guy, the whistleblower, is stating that this is all secondhand info too, though, right?
Yeah.
He's saying,
yeah, a friend of mine.
Lots of people told me.
My friend Greg, who actually talked to the aliens.
Yeah, Greg.
Greg.
Old Greg?
Greg, come closer. I have to tell you something.
That's just Matthew Modine, this alien.
Yeah, you got me.
Did you see Matthew Modine in Oppenheimer?
I did.
Wasn't that amazing?
I laughed so hard. I just, that whole scene, I just want to be like, you know what we should do? Oppie, you'll like this. Listen in. We'll get kids to fight.
Oppie, I've got an idea. You know, it would be the bomb.
Oh, I know what the bomb is.
Child fights.
Mm.
Just hear me out.
Holy shit, is that Rami Malek?
Rami, my friend.
What's he doing in here?
I don't know, man.
Is that Josh Peck behind you?
You know what I think about aliens, man?
Oh, dude. Argyle would love this.
I bet they've got the best purple, sticky, icky, you know. I would look those little green men right in the face, man, and just say, try before you deny, you know?
Okay. You've convinced me.
Right on, man. Pineapple on pie, man.
Oh, I'm out. Nuke the planet. Glass it. Glass.
Are you actually planet. Against pineapple on pizza, Steve? I can't remember.
No, I actually like pineapple on pizza. I don't like often order it, but like I'll enjoy it when it's there.
Mixed with some jalapenos, my friend.
Yeah, that shit would be great.
Fi-yi-yi.
Fi-yi-yi. So, Chris. And back to aliens.
Yeah.
Back to aliens. Have you so you're a skeptic. Have you ever had any sort of experience? Like, have you seen a UFO? Have you seen a creepy bump in the night that might have been an alien?
Well, Steve, as you know, I have done a lot of drugs.
Yes, it comes up sometimes.
And so, yes, but also no.
Okay.
You know?
Are you having like a, remember that movie Paul?
Yeah.
Was that the alien you interacted with?
Yes.
Or just Seth Rogen, but you imagine him being an alien?
But no, I've never, let me ask you this. I'm going to detour the whole conversation potentially irreparably. Okay.
Okay. I love it. I love it when you do this.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh man. No, I don't.
Okay. Why did you struggle?
I want, well, as a poster, as a poster in Mulder's office once said, I want to believe.
The truth is out there also.
The truth is out there. I want to believe. I like the stories of ghost stories. I think it's, they're gripping stories to tell. Like, mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a spooky thing. So I like that, but I never have ever heard someone tell me a ghost story and I felt, yeah, that was a ghost. Like, but I do believe in energy. Like sometimes there's just some energy that makes you feel unsettled.
Some vibes,
some street vibes, local paper. some weird things happen. Like I have a, recall that like a security camera in my apartment.
Sure.
I used to use it to watch the dogs while I was out when I let them loose.
Yeah.
And there's a video I saved where like, I have some framed awards I have hanging up on this, like, you know, thing that hangs up from my ceiling. And out of nowhere, like, I had been in the apartment for like months at this point, and out of nowhere, those frames on this one shelf just got flung off and fell on the floor, and the dogs go running. They're like, oh shit, I'm out. So I would often joke that the apartment was haunted, but I don't actually believe that.
Right.
Because I think the story's fun, but I don't actually believe in ghosts.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Right. And I think the reason is, no matter what anyone tells me about, like, because you're, again, like this alien stuff, it's like, it's all secondhand. Like, whoa, you don't believe in it. Like, no offense to anyone. I actually love these stories, like Steve saying.
I love them so much. Tell them to me, please.
But the idea that they would convince me of something, like a metaphysical truth, is absurd by you saying, oh, you don't believe in this? Check out this memory I have. You know what I mean? Oh, no way. Never mind. You know,
human memory, you know, famously
historically
infallible.
Reliable.
Yeah.
And also humans super good at observing phenomena and coming to the right conclusion. Like, you know, cultures used to believe that like the rain, if you prayed a certain way, is what caused the rain and, you know, all kinds of things. Right. So we're not super great at that. We're doing the best we can with the information that we have in front of us.
Right.
But the reason I can never believe in ghosts is because it's like a fundamental worldview about the nature of consciousness that I do not ascribe to, right? I do not ascribe to.
What do you mean?
So in order for there to be a ghost, right, you kind of have to, I think, you have to believe in the existence of a soul. You have to, because there has to be something definable that is outliving.
You don't believe in Pixar soul?
That's a good movie. That's outliving the human body. There has to be, or the, what else is a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. And I do not believe. That's dualistic thinking, famously started by Descartes. It's a Cartesian philosophy. Like, you have the mind, soul, and you have the body. Like, everybody is two things. And I just don't feel like, I think we've moved hundreds of years past that kind of thinking. I think that we now have kind of hit upon the fact that consciousness is sort of a byproduct of firing neurons and stuff. Like, it's almost like a bug, not a feature of mm-hmm. the way that our brains work, right? Like, the whole idea that Steve exists and is a separate person from Chris is kind of an illusion created by the way that our brains work. You know what I'm saying?
You're blowing my mind right now.
And so my belief, and this is terribly depressing to many people on the planet, and I apologize in advance, is that when I die, the atoms that comprise Kit Laser will disassemble and become millions of other things. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
So before the miracle that is me formulated, it was oblivion. And to oblivion, I will return. right? Mm-hmm. Which makes, I think, my time here more special. Because I know that, or I believe that I only have one chance at this, right? And whatever. So I just can't believe in ghosts, because if ghosts exist and that's my worldview, then what the fuck are ghosts? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so anything anybody has to say to me about, oh, well, one time I was in my mom's old car and, you know, it turned itself before I hit a tree. Or, it's like, that's really cool, man. I just don't believe that's what it was, you know?
Sure.
And people get the reason I was hesitant, it's because people get really upset about the ghost thing specifically. Like, I don't think people care about aliens as much.
Yeah, it's true.
Ghosts are highly offensive to people, because if you say you don't believe in ghosts, then that means like their mommy's not in heaven or something to them. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Right. that tracks. Yeah.
That's my theory, at least. So anytime I see those memes where it's like, would you sleep in this old mental hospital one night for $5 million? Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even if I believed in ghosts, I would do that shit for $5 million.
Yes.
In this economy.
I will hate the rats and the spiders. I will hate getting my cheeks clapped by a drug addled vagrant while I'm in there.
Is that the ghost you gotta be scared of?
It's my D. But
it'll haunt you.
It'll still be worth it.
I mean, that's $5 million.
Five millies.
That's millies. Yeah.
Would you?
100%.
Have you seen those before? Yeah.
100%.
Like, some of them are even like also 30 days. I'm like, yeah, sure.
I'm a slut for dangerous situations like that.
Are so you?
Like, well, like fun, adventurous types. Like, I would hang out in a quote unquote haunted house.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be just the experience is cool.
You adrenaline junkie, you little Tom Cruise boy.
I've jumped out of planes.
You have?
Yeah. But when it comes to aliens, I'm out.
I know. What if?
I know.
Do you know the house that's actually shaped like a UFO near us?
Yes.
In Dibu Park?
I do.
Or do you hate that house?
I don't hate that house. I don't understand how it's functional, but.
But I just mean, as an alien phobic person, are you like, does it give you the willies?
No, it doesn't. So like UFOs in a vacuum, like the spaceships don't scare me.
Okay.
It's
the biologics.
It's the people inside.
It's the biologics.
Yeah. It's the aliens like, hey,
you want to come into my windowless UFO?
I got candy. I do like the idea that aliens have been here at least since the 30s or whatever, because that means they don't want no smoke, obviously. You know what I mean?
I always wonder, like, so if they've been here since the 30s, mm-hmm. truly, I always wonder, like, is it always the same aliens, or is it just like it's always like a new breed of aliens?
Are we like a trailer park?
Oh, hell yeah. This place has that. This planet has water. Hell yeah. Oh, what the fuck are those? Oh, yeah. Guys, roll out. We don't want this smoke.
Guys. And like they go back and tell other civilizations like, you got to see this.
Yeah, we're just a human zoo, basically.
Yeah. All they do is they watch porn and shoot each other.
It's insane. We're like the intergalactic reality TV show. Like, this season on These Monkeys, watch what they get up into.
Yeah, they put like carbon stuff in their like face hole.
And then it comes out their butthole.
But they also put other things in both those holes. It's wild. For funsies.
You will believe what they do with their holes. Tune in on Leap Lorp for more entertainment.
I mean, that's got to be what's happening, right? Like, it's just, we're just a traveling, like, that like it's just like a nuclear family of aliens that are dropping down like, oh, Billy, look out the window. It's a human. Isn't that weird?
Like the Milky Way galaxy is like the Great Depression for them. And this is the carny, like the circus.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're like the geek. Yeah.
When do you think they're going to invent warp? Probably never. They probably bomb themselves before they discover it.
They're going to die way before then.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think. And that's kind of innocuous. And that takes some of the fear of the whole situation away. Mm-hmm. It does kind of seem like the government ever since 2017, because that's how it started in 2017. And I think the New York Times published an article about UAP phenomena, or that's redundant. UAPs, fucking flying saucers and stuff. And then in 2019, the government confirmed it. And that was the first, like, what?
Yeah, the government conferred, like, one of the videos got leaked. Like, and then, and the government confirmed, like, oh, yeah, that's a real video. Oh,
it was the Navy. It was the Navy video, I think.
And I think the Navy, like, they actually, so none of the no part in the government apparatus had an official way to sort of report any of these things that if, like, a serviceman would see a UFO, they could go to the superior and be like, hey, I saw this weird ass thing. But that's like where it kind
of. And that's part of what the whistleblower was saying, right? Like, there's a stigma against reporting these things because you're going to look like a fool.
Yeah, you'd be made look like a fool. No one would take you seriously. You wouldn't get promoted. But there was like no true way of reporting these things. And truly, you know, even if you. Like, if they are aliens, if they're not aliens, whatever it is, it's definitely something that we don't know anything about. And there should be a method of reporting on what's happening.
Yes, we can find out what the fuck it is. Maybe ride it.
If it's a space creature, yeah, I want to ride that shit. You can ride the storm.
Woo!
How dope.
It might be the lightning that Metallica's been talking about all the whole time.
Yeah. Because that one guy said, like, this is a ship that could conceivably drop down from space. Spy on us, and then as soon as we know it's there, it just goes right back into space. There's nothing we can do about it. And even if that's like something that some kid put together from Canada, you know, you want to know like how they do that. That would be
Canadians, man.
Interesting to
know. Speaking of aliens,
that's why they're so shy. Like, oh, sorry, didn't mean to spy on you.
sorry. Oh, hey there, little alien guy. Welcome.
You want some maple syrup?
I heard you're interested in my holes. Come get you some.
Gary, come closer.
Do it again. Like a magic trick.
God damn it, Gary. That's great. That's great.
Wow.
The Toy Story.
Yeah.
The claw.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We are taking a brief break from this episode so that I can shout out the super patrons for the month of July. These are the people who support the show at the $25 or up tier, and they are literally keeping the lights on here at Streaming Things, and we're going to shout them out. Stanton Valentino, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Pills Baby, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Alan Tomlinson, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Kaylee Sampson, Professor Beth R.N., Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Alexis Adler, Thomas Alexander, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amanda King, Sun Loving Mortal, Andrew Gray, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate Kloop, Kalisha Reeves, Kiki Newton, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Casey McCain, and Enza. And with that, back to the show.
So if the government, Chris, let me ask you this. If the government is actually taking proactive steps to create proper channels to report things and be more open and transparent and allow people to come forward and share these things that they see, does that mean the government's too woke?
I've been saying that. I think it'd be a not unreasonable take to kind of view what's going on ever since 2017 and then 2019 as kind of a calculated dispensation of information. Like they're finally ready. Like they're leading up. It could feel like, I think you'd be valid for feeling like the government has way more info. And over the past 6 or 7 years, they've been kind of allowing us to dip our toe in, as it were, before the big splash. Right.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Aliens have been here. They've always been here. This is Kevin.
Correct.
Hello.
Hello.
This is my best friend, Greg.
I know you've heard a lot about me. You're killing the planet. Like Greta Thunberg could be an alien.
Maybe she is.
We don't know.
She's our leader. We bow to Greta.
She's cool. Could be.
Could be. Unconfirmed.
Like a Skrulls or something? What if it's like, oh God, everybody that we've loved? Bernie Sanders, one of us.
I knew it. But it's people like, there's Bernie, he's a Skrull. Dakota Fanning is a Skrull.
Jeff Goldblum,
not a Skrull.
just a cool guy.
Just a really cool dude.
We fuck with him so heavy. I've been telling him for years. Unions. just like we got a good
look. I've been doing my best to tell the people that they need to save the planet and also unionize. It's been met with mixed results.
My main contribution was a photo of me on a chair.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job. Bang up job.
I'll take a bus. Every day.
Wait, some people may not know the story of like my alien hesitancy. And that's because like when I was a kid, I saw like the quote unquote, like Roswell, New Mexico, what do you call that? Autopsy video of the aliens. Like, it's not a real thing. I think it's been like a debunked video, but like as a kid watching that, you just see like, oh my God, it looks real and it's horrifying. And then you pair that with all the stories of people like me and my husband, Jedediah, we're driving alone on our truck. And then we got sucked up into the light and they did experiment. Like, that's scary shit. Right. And just the idea of like something being able to just show up, pick you up out of your life, do shit to you, drop you back and like take your memory out of it, but you have like a vague memory of it still.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's like Xanax.
Me. Yeah. It's just like Xanax or Burning Man, right? What was that concert that like all those people
Coachella?
Got?
Coachella? Oh, you're talking about the Fire Festival.
Fire Festival. Yeah. It's like Fire Festival.
Yeah.
But then like in 2013, I have like sleep paralysis. So I had some like crazy sleep paralysis events in 2013 specifically that I haven't really kind of experienced to that level before or since then. So it's one of those things where like, I choose to believe it was just an event of my sleep paralysis and nothing more for my own sanity. But that's why like aliens freak me out so much. And have you heard of the interdimensional alien theory?
I don't think so. I've seen the interdimensional cable on Rick and Morty.
Similar.
Oh, geez, man.
Morty. it's this idea where, and I don't know if it is like appropriate to what's happening with the UFOs, but it's this idea of like, imagine you're a sentient being, but you live in a 2D space. You're like a hand-drawn person on a piece of paper, right? Mm-hmm. That's your universe. That's your world. So imagine someone like us who lives in 3D, a three-dimensional space, interacts with you. That would probably blow your fucking mind, right?
Yeah. It's kind of hard for me to even process what that would feel like or look like, but sure.
So the thought is, and if you're a 2D being and we're 3D beings, we could probably interact with your whole existence and not be aware that we're doing it, because that doesn't really seem like an existence to us. So there's this theory that there's this extra, these extra dimensional beings that maybe exist in like a four dimensional space or whatever that means. And they're just kind of colliding with our dimension in ways that we don't see the full picture of what they are, who they are, how they're interacting with us. But because they are interacting with us, we are seeing, like, imagine my finger, right? And each slice, if you were to cut my finger up into like 1,000 different tiny little slices, and we live on one of those slices, on that plane, my finger just looks like a giant disc, right? Yeah. So imagine like a four-dimensional person is just poking their finger through our reality and we're seeing a UFO disc, right? That's the theory in general. I'm sure I'm butchering that, but that's kind of like the broad thought experiment of it.
Okay.
And I always thought that was like an interesting theory, but I was like, yeah, but people are seeing like metal spacecraft. Like, it's not just like a random disc. But I see their point. Like, if this is like some interdimensional.
Yeah, that could be a dandruff flake.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. And that's the lights in the sky. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we're just like processing it in a way that makes sense in our world, but we are not seeing the full picture of what's happening. I just always thought that was an interesting, more thought experiment than anything really happening. Right.
Yeah, it's a great thought experiment. That's interesting. It's like a Christopher Nolan movie for next year kind of thing. Interstellar or something. Sure. Again, I think the scary thought for most people, if they really sit down and think about it, is that if aliens are here or have been here, compared to our capabilities for space travel, they would be so far advanced that literally we just have naught but to hope that they're nice. Mm-hmm. Because we could do nothing, right?
Right.
So.
What are they waiting for if they are waiting?
What are you waiting for?
Just do it already.
Like from Scary Movie or Scream.
and also kind of to go back to a point you made earlier, because you were saying like ghost specifically, like that just doesn't line up with your ghost. That doesn't really line up with your worldview, right? Sure. So like you can't really reconcile like, well, I can't believe in ghosts because that means there's a soul and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But say you're like the opposite side of that coin. So you are like a deeply spiritual person who does believe the difference between body and mind. And there you believe in the concept of a soul, right?
Yeah.
And so that I think that could lead to you believing in like a higher power or some sort of religious belief. What does the addition of aliens bring into that? Like, can you reconcile? Like, if there are indeed aliens out there, like, are you able to reconcile that fact?
Well, what's funny about not believing in ghosts is I do believe in a higher power. But you're right that I think it does have theological issues. And, you know, there's like, I don't know much about any religion, but I know the most about Christianity, obviously. And like, I never went to church. I went to church twice, and that was because I spent the night at the wrong friend's house on a Saturday twice. So I've never...
You made the same mistake twice?
Yeah. I was like,
damn it, I forgot about this. I really wanted to play Nintendo.
But I think that Christianity centers humanity, specifically...
Earth.
White people. At the heart of the universe, right? Like God created man, you know, women in the image of man, and
Earth was created in 7 days.
Yeah, all that stuff. And so it's like, oh shit, who created them? And it's like, well, obviously God, and he forgot to write about that or something. You know, I'm sure it would be a struggle, and I can sympathize. You know, like I said, anything that completely upsets your view of the world is always a hard pill to swallow, for sure. I don't have that particular problem, obviously. I do think, again, scientifically, with the vastness of space, of the universe as we know it, like so incomprehensibly vast, like you could travel at light speed for many thousands of years and not even venture beyond the tiny little match head that we know it must exist based on math, you know, it's wild. It is wild. Mm-hmm. So the odds that there are just many, many different types of life forms out there beyond what we can observe is like guaranteed. It's like so close to 100%. It's wild.
Yeah. And I know this isn't intelligent life, but they always are like, hey, we found microbes on Mars, or like evidence of microbes on there's a moon in Jupiter. Is it Gaia? One of the moons of Jupiter or Saturn that like people think like, oh, there's probably, it's like mostly a methane ocean.
Ooh, meth.
Yeah.
A whole ocean of meth.
But there's like, oh, there's definitely some like some sort of at least microbes that would live in
like
there.
Like little fart bacteria.
Like little fart bacteria, yeah.
And that's just our backyard. I mean, yeah. Like, relatively to the space of the universe. That, I mean, not even that. It's like our back.
I know it's always, this always blows my mind, but it's the concept of time when you pair it with the concept of space.
Meaning, space time.
Meaning, so like that planet, whatever the
K218b.
Yeah.
I think.
So that planet, you know, it's like 100 and something light years away from us, right? Mm-hmm. That's just like, so we're looking at that planet 100 years as it was ago. Ooh, from right now. Yeah. Because we're really just looking at a snapshot of those light photons finally reaching to us. It took them 100 something years to get to us. So we're seeing the snapshot of this planet as it was 100 and something years ago, which is always just a bonkers concept to me. Like, especially when you get to like planets that are like, you know, 500 light years away. I mean, 500 years from where we are today, imagine where the Earth was. Like, if you just saw like a, just a general photo of it, not like a zoomed in photo of it, but like, I mean, even if you look at a photo of us from far away now, what would that look like? Like with a telescope, meaning. Mm-hmm. So like, I wonder, like maybe we're looking at, you know, a 500 year old photo of a planet of people who like had a similar, you know, pathway as us. Like that's their colonial times. We can't really tell there's a civilization there, right? Like
they're arguing over states' rights. Yeah. I wish I was like, I'm sober, but I wish we were high for this.
Oh, we should have. We should have done it. Oh, you can't do it, but.
Yeah, we should have. Fuck it. Fuck it's it. Worth it.
How many years have you gotten? Like 11? Is it 11 now?
Yeah, 11 and a half.
Fuck it. Fuck that.
Aliens are here at this point. What are we doing? Because then we could be like, yeah, man.
what do you think they look like?
What if like Bernie was, you know,
a Skrull?
But that is that is wild, though. Like the whole light years thing. Like I'm trying to think because I'm dumb. 100 light years away. Right. Which means if we look at the planet right now, it's their planet 100 years ago. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So and it would take 100 years to travel here at light speed.
At light speed. Yep.
Which means if we look at their planet and we see an innocuous planet and they left right after 100 years ago, they would be about to get here and we couldn't see that yet. Yeah. Right? Or no, we could because now they're closer. Oh, that's dumb.
I don't know. I mean, but if they're coming on like a
space. We're sneaky?
But yeah, but if they're coming on a spacecraft, those things are so small. You and yeah. Space is so infinite, you're not going to be able to detect that shit. Like literally, like
it'd be like someone slapping you and you can't see that they've even moved their hand yet until it's right about to hit you. Yeah. You know,
well, craft is so weird because I feel like every other month now NASA's like a Houston-sized asteroid just missed Earth by 6 hours and we just discovered it yesterday.
Did you see that the other day where it almost hit us and then they didn't know until it was gone?
Yeah.
And so if it had hit us, we would have had no warning
because they don't have the capability to really be able to look at all of space. And all these objects are so small when you consider how big space is.
We need like a ring alarm for outer space.
A life alert.
Like, bring, like bring, bring. Bezos should be putting them up there. Spacos, what are you doing, bud? You're flying up there. Should have put some ring alarms. Fucking idiot. Am I the only one who knows this obvious things?
Obviously. Has no one thought of this?
Can you imagine?
Ronald Reagan already thought of this, right?
What if the aliens had to like...
It's called Star Wars, buddy.
They were on our porch, basically. And we saw them on our ring alarms.
Yeah, you just look at your ring app, you get a notification. Yeah,
and you like turn the speakerphone on.
Is Gary there? I'm looking for my best friend, Gary.
I thought it was Greg.
Oh, Greg and I have had a fight. We had a falling out.
I don't like him.
I really liked his girlfriend and she liked me back.
He's old Greg now.
Oh, that's old Greg.
A lot of people are into aliens too.
In what way?
Sexually. Oh, are they? Okay.
I thought that's what you meant, but I wasn't sure.
You know,
one of my favorite memories when I was in high school was when an alien thing. No, no, I was driving. There's like this like V8 or is that what they're called?
A car thing?
No, the they're like armory halls. Is that what they're called? You know what I'm talking about? They're just like big. They're just like
a military truck.
No, they're just like small little convention buildings. Like,
oh,
they're not like super big. But a lot of veteran stuff happens there. Yeah. But usually they open them up for like community events and stuff.
I had a birthday party at one. Not for me.
Oh, I was invited. Is that what they're called? Armories?
Sure. Armories typically with weapons in it, so I'm hesitant, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
little buildings.
Yeah, little buildings. But there was one, so I spent my teenage years in Milford, Ohio, and there was one off of 28, if you're familiar with that area. And they had a marquee, and usually the marquee would be like, the veterans are meeting this weekend, or the we collect stamps, people are hanging out and doing their meeting this month. I'll never forget, we drove by one time, and it was like, UFO truthers meeting Friday or something like that.
Ooh.
And I drove past it, and it took me like a second for my brain to connect those dots. I was like, and I like slammed on, I was with like a friend and I like slammed the brakes. I'm like, we have to go.
Did you go?
No. Oh. It was one of those things where they meant the Friday.
We had already missed it.
And they just hadn't changed the marquee. I was very devastated, but I could have, I really want to go. So the closest thing I've ever been to a,
I know what you're about to talk about.
What is it?
No, I can't remember exactly, but I remember you did this fairly recently.
Frogman Festival?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the closest thing I've ever been to like a UFO sort of like conspiratorial minded convention was the local Frogman Festival. And if people don't know, Frogman is like a very local,
very niche
cryptid, right? It's like, it literally is just like a giant frog that walks like a man. And 100% didn't exist.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
Yeah. It 100% never existed. It's just this like local kind of fun thing that people get behind because it's stupid, but like fun, stupid. So a lot of people are like, it's a frog man.
Yeah.
You know, it's harmless. It's fun. But we went to this festival, and you know, of course there's people there that are like diehard true believers, but the Frogman Festival was merely a vessel, right, for the real shit that they really wanted to talk about, which was the Mothman and Bigfoot.
Oh.
And there were some aliens people in there as well.
Thank goodness.
Most of them were like,
I'm sure there's some like,
Bigfoot's an alien, Mothman's an alien. We all know this.
There's some Venn diagrams intersecting at these events, I'm sure, as far as beliefs.
And it was so much fun to be a part of. There was like keynote speakers, and so we went to all the speakers. Like there was a Mothman speaker, of course, the titular Frogman speaker. We also went to the Bigfoot speaker. And, you know, this has nothing to do with aliens, but I think it's somewhat relevant. The first speaker on Mothman, she gave off very big, I didn't prepare for the exam energy. Because the amount of time in her hour.
Where do you start?
Yeah, well, the amount of time she talked about Mothman in her hour-long presentation was maybe 10 minutes. The rest of it was like, do you guys know about the holes that the CIA has? and also her encounter with Mothman completely like goes against what the traditional Mothman lore is, which upset me as a purist. Because you know how Mothman's like a...
I know nothing about Mothman.
Mothman's like a global phenomenon, mm-hmm. but he's in typical Mothman lore fashion, is he is an arbiter of an impending doom. Where like Mothman, there will be like Mothman sightings in a concentrated area for like 3 or 4 months. And then a tragedy happens and then he's just gone.
Mm.
And so locally, Mothman appeared around here on the eastern side of Ohio, like in the 60s. And that led to that famous bridge collapse that like several people died in.
Mm.
But that's like the big United States Mothman hub, is that tragedy. But it's all over the world. But her was like, I was getting high in my apartment with my friend and Mothman came out of the walls. And I'm like... Okay.
And then they ran out of weed.
Every story she had about like, I saw this crazy thing started with, I was getting high with my friends. and then I'm like, how do you not see the correlation, my girl? The Frogman guy, best presentation by a mile, because this is a dude who you can tell does meticulous notes. Did meticulous research. Do you know the Weird Ohio or Weird USA books that Mm-mm. just tell you about like creepy places to go?
No, but I used to read like Ripley's Believe It or Not and stuff books, you know?
Yeah, he wrote books similar to that, but like specifically to Ohio, like this place is super creepy. Go check it out. It's creepy because of this, but he's a big historical dude. And his whole presentation was like, Frogman's not real. But I'm going to tell you the really interesting story about how myths are created.
Oh, that's neat.
Through like,
I would love that.
Through like the real life, like what happened, like all these two cops saw an iguana crossing the street and it got out of hand and one dude doesn't talk about it anymore and all this stuff. But it was like a very fascinating, well done talk. Then we get to the Bigfoot person. And I think this woman 100% encapsulates what is absolutely wrong with this style and why it's so hard to take a lot of people serious in this space, specifically UFOs. Well, all cryptid things, but I think it speaks to what you talked about earlier, how it's hard to take people, think people are credible. Because she came up and she's like, hey, I've got, you know, she's been on like a couple Bigfoot specific shows that are on TV. She's like super famous because she has like the best recordings of like Bigfoot calls and stuff. She has like the world record for most Bigfoot like footprints in one spot, right? So you think like with all these accolades, she would be like, oh, you know what you're talking about. You're like a Bigfoot
ologist.
You're like in it. Girl was so high in her, like just baked out of her ever loving mind. And she was going through her presentation like let me tell you like every single piece of equipment I own down to the battery make and model. And the whole time like, I just want to know about Bigfoot.
Yeah, where's the big feet?
Tell me about the Bigfoot. And she's like, I've met Bigfoot 3 times in my life. These are the type of batteries we have. And so at the end of her presentation, she was like, okay, I'm going to open it up to the room for some Q&A. And at this point, I'm like, I just want to know the Bigfoot stories. All right. You say you ran into Bigfoot 3 times. Tell me about that. I don't even care if it's real. I just want to know the story.
Make it up.
That's all I want. I shit you not, Chris. This was her story verbatim. Not well, kind of verbatim. But she's like, well, I'll tell you the best story I have of my running.
Also, this is the cream of the crop.
I'm like, oh, here we go. She's gonna lay it on me. She's like, well, so my day job is I'm a nurse. I'm like, okay, that's fine, cool. Nurses be doing nurses. Nurses are hero, cool. And she's like, well, I had a really bad day at work. It was very, very tough. So I'm driving home. I live out in Bethel. You know where Bethel is?
Yes.
She's like, I live out in Bethel. So I'm driving. It's, you know, it's super, you know, dark out. There's trees everywhere. And then there he is, Bigfoot. He crosses in front of my car. He takes 3 steps. That's all it takes for him to get from one side of the road to the other. And I kept driving. And I thought to myself, wait, should I stop and get photos of Bigfoot? But I was just so tired because of my day at work. So I just kept driving. My eyes were so wide with fucking anger and ire at this woman. Like, you mean to tell me I sat through your bullshit seminar for an hour learning about batteries and your best Bigfoot story? You could have fucking made up anything to me and I would have been happy. Your best story is that he walked, the fucking manifestation of your obsession walked in front of you, and instead of pulling over and interacting with it or getting photos of you, who thought,
I'm seepy. The manifestation of your obsession. What a good way to put it.
After she answered my question, she went to someone else's question, and we were sitting in the front row. My girlfriend and I were sitting in the front row. We got up and left.
I bet.
I was so mad. Like, are you kidding me? You are a charlatan. I don't believe any of this now.
You want to get up? You want to get out of here? Yes.
But I feel like there's a lot of people in the UFO space that are like that. Like, you just can't take them seriously.
Like, I lumped Trundle, who's a ufologist, man. Studying that shit. And like a very intelligent man. I mean, he would go on and on about St. Thomas Aquinas and very smart guy. In with everyone who had ever, you know, made up something about an alien, you know? And like you, for instance, you have a very good story that you've attributed to phobias that you have, media you've consumed, combined with psychological phenomena like sleep paralysis, and said that it's most likely a conjunction of those things, and you've just decided to let it be, right? Whereas I think another type of person would just have the most emphatic assertion that they've had an extraterrestrial interaction and like get offended at, you know, do you know how terrified I was? Like, you're gonna tell me I'm lying, you know, and it would just be a non-starter kind of debate.
Sure.
And that I would immediately be like, okay. Whereas now, who knows?
The genie's out of the bottle.
So anyway, it's interesting. Yeah. I do think it's funny that we're having, even though like the people didn't even fucking Google it, and it annoys me. Sorry, I have a nervous habit of playing with this thing. I really enjoy it.
You put it up into the sky like you're going to do the rest of the show looking upwards as if to talk to the aliens. Like,
aliens?
Hello, if you're up there in Steve's ceiling.
I have. Hello? Oh, it's just your neighbors. Yeah, like people didn't even Google it and find out that like the government has not admitted to anything those guys are saying, but they are former government members, high ranking, seem very lucid, right? So it's very interesting. And it's a fascinating thing about our society that, I mean, most people have indeed said, whatever. I'm over it.
I still have bills to pay.
What about those student loans, motherfucker? You know, which is fair. And I think that is like history books will be written about how this happened and no one cared.
It's funny you said student loans. One of my favorite TikToks I saw was a guy who was playing. He was doing a bit, but he was playing both characters. And it was like him just sitting there. And some dude's like, hey, it's me, the government. I'm here to tell you the student loan things. We're not going to help you with that. And he's like, okay, cool. Thanks for nothing, I guess, government. He's like, yeah, but aliens are real. And he's just kind of like, wait, what? So like, yeah, we got them. We got aliens in our stuff. And he goes like, I mean, what do you want me to do with that? I don't know what to do with that information.
Exactly.
Which is so true too. Because we've always been wondering, like, when is the government going to admit it? They knew. They've got the aliens. And then this is just, it's just kind of, it is kind of anticlimactic in a really funny way.
Do you remember in 2020 when there was that giant like flash mob essentially that was planning on Naruto running to Area 51?
And they're like, don't do that. We'll kill you all.
We will literally shoot you. Yeah. It's so funny. Sorry.
I kind of wish that happened.
Not that people got shot, but a bunch of people.
I just wanted one shot of maybe like a couple thousand people Naruto running in the desert. I could have been happy with that.
Or just like people LARPing at it, like fireball, fireball.
Tell me, government. I have a quest for ye.
I am a cleric.
Your puny guns can't stand against the might of my level 10 paladin.
I am a paladin. I am the might of God. Meltman, I did that voice.
Chris, I'm so happy that you suggested this episode, even though, again, we are not experts on the subjects at all.
I'm not a
ufologist. Let alone any subject. Yeah.
I hope I didn't offend anybody who has deeply personal stories about aliens and or ghosts.
I would love to hear them both.
Yeah.
Please send those in.
Send those in to streamingpeacepod@gmail.com.
That could be a whole episode. We dim the lights and we tell scary stories.
And we have people come on or leave voicemails about their experience.
That'd be so fun.
What if we turn into like a cryptozoology podcast?
I'd be okay with that.
And it's just two guys who don't actually give a fuck.
Dude, exploring. Actually, okay.
Sure.
You know what? Actually, back to Frogman Fest, okay? There were like maybe six podcast booths there of like different people who had cryptid podcasts.
Yeah.
And I listened to some of them and I'm like, motherfuckers, we need to start going to convention centers because if they're getting play off of, if this show is getting play, we need to start hitting the convention circuits.
Maybe it's not getting play.
Well, I listened. So Mothman Lady had a podcast. And I listened to her podcast. She did not prepare for that speech. She had a whole story on her podcast. Like, it did not go well for me.
Oh, about the speech?
About her Mothman presentation. Yeah. Like, I got locked out of my house in the morning and I couldn't get my notes. And my friend came to pick me up and her car died. And I barely got there on time. And everyone else was being mean to me.
So about you. Yeah. Oh, no, that was the Bigfoot lady.
Oh yeah, Bigfoot lady, I was like not nice to.
But the Mothman lady,
I'm like, I mean, you seem fun, but you were high all the time. Yeah. Which, hell yeah, girl, get it.
Yeah. And the other time I was high, that's sad. She forgot her notes though. But yeah, we could be a crypto podcast. Not crypto, crypto, cryptid.
To the moon, baby.
Yeah. Dogecoin. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Best of luck on your journeys.
What did you want to use the comm button for? Before we started recording, Chris is like, hey, do you have not that one.
Alien.
Oh my God, there it is. But no, Chris was like, hey, do you have this voice ready? And I got it ready, but I never threw to me.
When I was watching that documentary, there was a television broadcast from the late 40s or early 50s. And it was a guy smoking a cigarette, interviewing a former intelligence officer who was at the time, like an early whistleblower of aliens. I just thought it was fascinating that the news anchor was like, good evening tonight. By the way, I'm smoking a Parliament cigarette because it was like an ad, like a Coca-Cola can facing out. And you could see like the smoke coming up from the desk before he even revealed the cigarette. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was fascinating. He's just puffing clouds, chucking clouds, just blowing back right on the TV. Yeah.
Can you imagine it, like the news person, like,
the government has confirmed that there are aliens. That's wild.
That's cool. You know what I like about aliens?
You know what else is cool? Marble lights. CNN is brought to you by Marble Lights.
You know what else is cool? Weed. Yeah, that's all I wanted. It was a dumb joke.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we still got there.
You should watch that documentary if you don't get too scared, but it's mostly about craft. There are some Little Green Men discussions
in it. The cheese?
Yes, mac and cheese.
Sweet, all right.
Aircraft, the UAPs, my guy. The phenomena. It's really interesting. But I hope you guys enjoyed this talk. Best of luck to the SAG-AFTRA and WGA members.
Absolutely, yeah. You can still purchase the Striking Things t-shirt on our merch store, all the proceeds of which go to support the striking SAG-AFTRA people.
And go to streamingthingspod.com. Email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you're listening to this. We would really appreciate that. And if you want to hear actual movie reviews and all kinds of extra stuff, go over to patreon.com/streamingthings and subscribe at a variety of tiers. And until next time, baby.
We're doing our pre-strike work still on Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah, like the Patreon episodes that people have already paid us to do. We still can do those.
Yeah, kind of weird Patreon. That the week that all this alien stuff came out, we were paid to talk about Independence Day and Super 8.
Yeah. So check those out there. What do they have in store on the main feed? Because I know the main feed is a little nebulous right now. So what can people listen to this Thursday?
So later this Thursday, we have an episode dropping. It's a raunchy episode of and touchingly personal as well.
It is very personal.
Or Steve and I play like one of those couples games that asks random questions from a deck of cards, as well as some ridiculous would you rather questions that I found online. And there's like an hour of us doing that. And
yeah, it leads to some very funny conversations, some very raw and emotional ones. So if that's your bag, baby, you're going to love Thursday's episode.
That is my bag, baby. And then next week, we're going to be talking about our top five favorite A24 films, a movie studio that is not a struck company. And I believe the patrons have put together some kind of wheel of funness that we can play as well.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the game is, but I was instructed that we needed to buy a wheel that spins. And it was very important that we got the wheel that makes the clickety noise.
Absolutely.
Tune in next week. We're going to have that wheel and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited for that. But that's all the time we have for right now. Until next time, my name is Kit Laser.
And I'm Steve.
And this is a Parliament Cigarette.
Gary.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that Greg sucks. He's not long my friend anymore.
He does.
What you thinking about?
Holes.
It's one of my favorite subjects, man. You get me.
Mm-hmm. The
what
movie.
What hole? Oh, with Shia LaBeouf?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
tired of this, Grandpa. That's too damn bad.
We should hang out more.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.